Kevin Foster, side eight. Kevin Foster, side eight. So, so your D. You're not institutionalised. You stopped being institutionalised, if I can put it that way, when you're doing a store job. Do you have to come in uniform? Or?
Oh yeah, I'd be in uniform.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't a great hardship. Yeah.
What did you find? What were your impressions of Northern Ireland, having been in a sort of French environment for a long time?
Oh, it was a terrible place. Didn't stop raining the whole time I was there. Yeah. I went there twice, both times in the winter. And it just seemed to rain non-stop.
What about, I mean, the war atmosphere or troubles atmosphere?
When I was there, I got leave a couple of weekends off the first time I was over there. And I went up to Hollywood for the weekend to see my mate who was in the Legion. And that was a quiet area there. Not a great deal happening. And I went to Mays. And they allowed me to go shopping on the Saturdays up to Lisbon. And there was never nothing happening there either.
What did you find of the impressions of the maze?
We actually went in the maze. We were on the outside of it, just on the outside of the wall. Yeah. You have a guard there who guards the maze. And now and again, they have visits inside the maze prison. You can go in if you want and have a look around, but you have to have a shirt and tie on and you get escorted around the place.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't. Some of the lads said it wasn't a great deal.
No.
Nobody would talk to you anyway.
No. Okay. Any other particular impressions out of the British Army, or?
With the British Army, a lot of the stuff they do is really professional stuff. But I mean, a lot of it is shoddy work and all that. Compared to the Legion way. I mean, standards of the discipline-wise, the British Army is a bit lax. I mean, I was in it, when I first took the wife in at the bar, in the squadron bar in Germany. And this bloke walked in and the other lads just sitting there going, "Come on, you wanker, get over here, get the round in, buy a crate." And he bought my crate and sat down and the wife said, "Who's he? Is he one of the lads?" I says, "He's the troop commander." And this is all I must have thought of him. You never get the nerve to salute him. They'd insult him to his face in front of other people. And he was too spineless to stand up for it. Whereas you would never get somebody like that, I'm in the Legion.
No. But that varies from unit to unit.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Well, out of all your various naval and military things, I mean, which would you say are just a couple of few favourite bits and worst bits, or least favourite bits?
Least favourite? I think the least favourite I did with the Navy, I think that was the first exercise I did.
You're right.
That was terrible. It was the most horrible. It was a nightmare experience, that wasn't it?
Really? The wave?
Yeah. I've never seen nothing like that in my life, and I don't want to see anything like that again.
Yeah.
But I mean, even the detention quarters was a good laugh. I had some good laughs in that place.
Really?
And that's got to be the worst point of the Navy. But I mean, the Navy has always got its good points because you've got all your different trips. You get more foreign visits than you do with the Army, some places like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a lot, in the services, there's always a lot of needle between the RAF and the Army.
Yeah.
In particular, and presumably a certain amount of needle between the RAF and the Navy. But neither the RAF nor the Army, they both speak very highly of the Navy.
Well, I was like, at the Cameron, that's Cameron there, I was talking to a bloke there, he's an ex-parachute regiment, he goes, and somebody says to me, he says, "Oh, come here, one of your mates over here." And I thought, ooh, and I looked at this bloke, and I thought, well, he doesn't look somebody I know from the Navy, and he's definitely not Legionnaire. And I've seen his tie, and he's a parachute regiment, and he must have seen the wings on my lapel. And I says, "Oh, you've got the wrong story here." I says, "I wasn't in the paras." I says, "I swapped them at the Remembrance Day parade with an ex-para. He's got my French ones, and I've got his British ones." And I had a chat with him, and I was telling him I used to be in the Navy. And he says, "Do you know what?" He says, "I never thought anything highly about the Navy." He says, "I always thought you were a waste of time until the Falklands War." He says, and then... he says, all the blokes in the brigade, the parachute brigade, thought that the Navy were the best thing since sliced bread. Because they did a good job, didn't they?
Did you have any... What impression did you have of the Navy, from the Navy, of the RAF and the Army? Did you reckon the Navy was more professional or better? I mean, the actual... how people get on together and so...
Yeah, well, when I was on one of my ships in the Navy in the Newcastle, we actually had some RAF blokes come on board, stay on board for a week. And they were a good bunch of lads, and they actually worked in the option with us, and they knew this up. And then in 83 on patrol at the Falklands, on the Cardiff, we had a couple of SIGs blokes from the army came on board. And I think this is the first time I'd really spoke to a squaddy, well, apart from my brother-in-law or whatever. And he was just pure bullshit, this one was. He had this knife tucked down the side of his boot, and I thought, oh, God.
Why was that? Because
the lads were sitting there going, hee, 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 look at this, like, thinks he's Rambo. And we says, you've had to use that? He says, oh, he's Scottish as well. He says, I've used it a couple of times, Jim. I mean, we're thinking, of course you have, pal. I thought you get them everywhere.
Huh?
You get these blokes everywhere, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, right. Do you think you've got anything terribly much more to add? I mean, we've gone all the way through it. We spent about 4 hours on this. That's good. I think thanks very much indeed. Thank you for answering all the questions in a concise manner, a concise and accurate manner. And thanks very much indeed. It's very, very good. Right. Okay.